two predominant ways of thinking. One way is intentional and enables focus and the ability to move forward, to create your life on purpose, and to achieve your ambitions and your goals step by step with planning and patience. The other way is desirous and emotional. It has little substance, and therefore it often just creates confusion, leaving the thinker to feel battered and ruled by the apparent circumstances of life. Weak and non-directional thinking denies planning, clarity, and motivation. It can tax the immune system and the body and the organs, leaving the thinker feeling that they are at the mercy of circumstances, floating in the sea of life like a ship without a rudder. The two types of predominant thinking are logical thinking and emotional thinking. Logical thinking is positive. Logical thinking allows the thinker direction, clarity, and the ability to plan and set goals, and to pursue those goals in a realistic manner. Logical thinking gives direction and enables one to move forward and to hold on easily, moving rationally into the future without feeling drained and burdened by the endless questioning of what if. Logical thinking also enables balance and confidence in your own abilities and shields you from the negative opinions of other people. Then there is emotional thinking. Emotional thinking is akin to daydreaming. It has no direct power of creation because it's inspired by dreams and wishes and is rarely formulated into any real plan of action. Emotional thinking restricts one by instigating hopes or fears and dreams that rarely reach attainment or come to fruition. Emotional thinking is desirous thinking, predominantly fueled by wishes and illusions. More often than not, emotional thinking drains positive energy and thereby fosters a sense of dissatisfaction and hopelessness. And because there is no plan of action, emotional thinking results in the disappointment of non-attainment. Possessed with this knowledge, you can begin to create your life on purpose. You can make a decision right now for yourself to begin to think logically and clearly. You will. Doing this will give you a sense of direction and accomplishment. It will also give you more self-confidence and a sense of calm and self-acceptance. There is very little logic or clarity in emotional thinking, whereas logical thinking is based on attainable reality and actioned with a clear plan that results in the realization of your goals. The goal for you is to find a balance of